Strangers Invited In for Christmas by Millard Fuller. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Matthew 25. Several years ago at the Christmas season, my dear friend Jacob Battle called me on the phone. His tone was frantic. Millard, I was coming back to America's from Albany, and I saw a man and woman and three small children standing on the side of the road. I stopped to talk to them. They said they were homeless and had no place to stay. I took them to a nearby motel and arranged for their lodging, but I can't afford to keep them there. What can you do to help? The local Habitat for Humanity affiliate had recently acquired an old house. We'd started to fix it up, but the work was not complete. Christmas Day was only a week away, and many people had left for the holidays. All work was at a standstill until after Christmas. I called a family meeting. Linda and I told our children about the situation, and we asked if they would like to work on that old house to make it livable for the homeless family, so they would have a place for Christmas. Everyone enthusiastically agreed. We went to work. Our two youngest daughters, Faith and Georgia, were especially excited. They scraped off old paint from the walls, went to the store with Linda to help get paint and other supplies, and worked tirelessly all week long. Some days the work continued well into the night. Some friends also joined in to help out. Finally, it was Christmas Eve. Rugs were put down, lamps were bought and put on side tables, other furniture was purchased and moved in. A Christmas tree was donated by a family friend and set in place in the living room. Lights were strung on the tree and presents for the children bought and lovingly placed under the tree. The family was brought in. You could see the joy on the little faces of the children. And Mom and Dad were so happy, too. Christmas was so meaningful that year, not only for that family, but for our family, too. To this day, we remember that as one of our best Christmases ever. Millard Fuller is the founder of Habitat for Humanity and the founder and president of the Fuller Center for Housing. He also serves on Alternative's Honorary Board of Directors. Discussion questions. 1. What would you have done if you were in Millard's place? 2. Have you ever had unexpected guests at Christmas? How did your family adapt to the situation? 3. Have you ever taken strangers into your home? What positive